never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tierney's Alicata back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll continue the conversation about Four Nations, the Yankees' facial hair policy. I'll address Joel Marash and respond to his challenge coming up at 1:20. One thing, BT, college basketball-wise, as you got the big UConn game on Sunday, right? That's at the Garden, St. John's, UConn.
Sold out.
What is the line in that game? Do you have that?
I don't have it yet. Usually they do it for college basketball the day before. I would guess, there's an injury here. St. John's is R.J. Lewis, who, is really good.
That's a problem.
Yeah, he's got a groin injury. He didn't play against DePaul. I thought that was more preventative, and you could beat DePaul as they did by 25 without him. If he plays, I would say it's going to be fairly small either way. St. John's maybe laying 3.5 or so with him. Maybe without him, it's -1 or pick him. It's going to be tight.
Don't you think, just my gut feel, again, not being an expert, watching some of the game, the last time watching the majority of that game and then knowing what UConn is and Hurley, it's going to be tough to beat them twice, no?
It is, but they're not what they were. UConn, there's a reason why UConn is about to be unranked here. So they're 23 now, and then with a new poll come to, well, unless they beat St. John's, that might change it, but... they've had some losses where, they lost to Seton Hall.
Right, but what about him beating, did you see Hurley, they beat Creighton, right? And then he was acting.
Talking about St. John's or Hurley?
No, Hurley.
They beat Villanova. They beat Creighton and he was doing with his rings, and then he beat Villanova. They were down by 7 with 5 minutes to go.
Hurley's got that, the game that they beat Creighton.
Yes, that was a couple of games ago.
And then he got into it with the fans.
Yeah.
So, we know he's a great coach. What do you think of that demeanor and that, that maybe behavior?
Oh, man. First of all, I love his dad. I love Bobby. And Danny's the one that I know the least, okay? But I like Danny. I think that Danny is great for college basketball. Because think about this, Sal. Yeah, he's a little jagged around the edges, and he's a nutball with the refs, and there's a million F-bombs flying, and he's very sensitive. But, see, the homogenization of coaches now, and what that means is everybody's from the same boring vanilla factory, because everybody's terrified to say something, and everybody's afraid to have a personality. Like, personalities have been sucked out of sports almost, because if you're too colorful, you're going to get criticized. And that's why I like the clip that I sent you and Av of Patino going bonkers on the documentary halftime of the Providence game a couple of days ago, even though the game was in December, the document a couple of days ago. The old school people like us were like, that's awesome. And maybe some of the younger school, I don't know that they opposed it, but they weren't necessarily used to it. So I answer this in pulling some other, like Tom Izzo, good for college basketball. Tom Coughlin, when he was still coaching the Giants, good for the NFL. And Danny Hurley, good for college basketball.
Yeah, and maybe a problem for St. John's come Sunday just because he's such a great head coach.
Down on the Johnnies? What's going on here? They're number 10 in the country, pal.
You're right. Now, by the way, we both thought going into that game that Friday night, up there,
I did not think they would necessarily win that game.
Well, we just thought it was a tough spot, okay? Right, thinking like, hey, they've won all these in a row. There's going to be a tough spot here. Maybe this is one where they get caught. They didn't. It's not that I don't trust St. John's, because I do.
Yeah.
But I'm curious here about the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
What a Hurley coach team against St. John's, especially potentially undermanned here.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Big East tournament. Like, this is going to be a...
I get it. I get it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if St. John's won going away.
Right.
I'd be very surprised if UConn wins going away. I think it's going to be tight.
Who do you think's a better coach right now? I know all time where you rank, Pitino, but right now...
Well, let me hit you with this. I'm going to say Rick, just because of the wisdom.
Okay.
I think eventually, you know, Danny Hurley already has two championships. Now, while Rick has seven of the Final Fours, Rick has two championships as well.
Maybe a third now this year?
That would be, dude. If St. John's wins the championship, I mean, that would surprise me. Pleasantly stunned, it would be amazing. But I think that very soon, I think Danny Hurley's going to mess around with the NBA. I think he's going to take it. Yeah, I do. I think
he's
very
close last
very
year,
close,
right?
He almost took the Lakers. And I think, like, Rick messed around with the Celtics job, and that didn't work out because instead of getting Tim Duncan, he got, like, I think it would have been, who did he get? Was that Antoine Walker? Whatever it was, he didn't get who he wanted, and that would have changed the fortunes, and maybe he doesn't go to Louisville or St. John. Who knows? But I think Hurley's going to try the NBA, and I think Danny Hurley is going to fail in the NBA.
And come back?
Yes. Maybe not at UConn, but so, and that's not a knock on Danny. I think Danny's brilliant.
He comes back to the Johnnies after Pitino's retired.
We'll take him. I would certainly take him there. But I think that somebody like Hurley, I don't know how you coach the way he coaches now in the NBA nightly. And I remember I told you after that Providence game, I had a chance to have a bunch of drinks with Rick.
Yes,
and we basically
yes.
closed up. Really, I've interviewed Rick a lot. First time we got to hang.
Right.
So I really got to connect with Rick, which was amazing for me. I don't know if it was as amazing for him, but I had one of my best nights in all-time night.
You think he tells his friends the way you were texting me, hey,
No.
Is he like, hey, hung out with BT?
No, I know that, but I think he definitely likes me a little bit more because he knows me. But no, he's definitely not texting his buddies like I'm texting mine. Like, oh, last night was epic. I rolled until 2 in the morning with Pitino. I can promise you he didn't do that. But I'll say this. One thing he did tell me, you know, he said, I couldn't coach. He said, number one, I'm too old for the NBA. He said, I couldn't coach like this every night in the NBA. And he's 72 and he's in great shape and he projects very youthfully. But you watch him on the sideline. He is not so much offensively, defensively. It is every possession, screaming out picks and screaming out assignments and animated and vocal. And that knocks the hell out of you. Now, in college, you've got 3, 4, 5 days to regenerate. In the NBA, you don't. The Knicks played last night. Knicks are playing again tonight. Knicks are playing again Sunday. And so Tom Thibodeau, who's 20 years, I'm not 20, but 10 years younger than Rick, you know, he can do it because he's a little bit younger, but even he has had to dial it down a little bit. I think Curley's going to try the NBA, and I think he's going to quickly realize he doesn't love it.
Yeah, and maybe they could give coaches maintenance days moving forward in the NBA.
Stop,
who knows?
Stop. You're watching the Johnnies on Sunday what?
I'll be in Disney.
Oh, you're
going to
be in Disney.
Yeah. Maybe I'll DVR it.
I'll tell you who's not going to watch, and I'm disappointed because I know he went to the game. You have at least have tried to follow St. John's and have fun.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I don't think Hoff cares about St. John's. Hoff, you're going to even try to dial in at all to St. John's.
Fun when at the when is it playing?
Sunday at noon.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing at that time.
Okay, understood. Fair. You got kids. Great. Did you watch him last week against Creighton in the biggest game of the year at the Garden? Did you follow them?
What day was it?
Nah, so you're not into him. He's not into him. Told you.
He had a good time. I saw him.
Well, he had a good time, but he's not into him. He didn't even know when they're playing.
Yeah.
They're top 10.
This is a big one. And he'll be in the Big East tournament. Yeah. I wish I could watch this game, but I'll be, knee-deep Magic Kingdom.
It's a small world.
Hanging out with Winnie the Pooh, who is, in fact, a Disney character.
Yes, he is. Can I tell you, I know that ties into Mirage.
Well, Mirage,
we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But the Winnie the Pooh story, real fast.
Yeah.
When Jen and I went to Disney and we were dating, right? This is how I knew Winnie was connected with Disney to the chagrin of Mirage.
Right, right.
We weren't even engaged. Certainly no children yet. Wasn't pregnant. We bought a Winnie the Pooh bear from one of the shops and put it away until our first child was born.
Oh, how about that?
Man,
very
it was
nice.
Winnie the
Were
Pooh.
You both just like Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know if I love Winnie the Pooh,
so
but it was
Jen
just
like why Winnie the Pooh of all
it
the
It was actually me doing it rather than, I don't know. I knew I was going to marry her.
Yeah, showing some like sentimental hate.
Sure, I knew I was going to marry her. I hoped to God that we'd be able to get pregnant and have kids. And I just figured we didn't get the other one. We forgot, but we did. The intentions were there. And Winnie is definitely Disney DNA.
I did something similar when I was like 15-ish, maybe 18-ish.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it was that I bought for my unborn child at the time?
Okay. It's got to be something with sports. There's no way you're thinking about Disney or... What year? And so in your 15, you were born in 79, mid-90s, 95?
Oh, 98.
Nice Yankees jersey from one of the World Series, maybe?
Close. Jamal Anderson jersey.
The Dirty Birds.
For some reason, there was a kid size Jamal Anderson
or something.
Yeah, whatever, like Sports Authority or something.
Yeah, Sports Authority was good.
Be like, what an idiot, 18-year-old. Meanwhile, it does hang in Sammy's. And that,
you still have it?
I still have it. It hangs in her closet. She's never worn it yet. But,
that's good.
And I'm the Falcons, like, come on.
So what?
But still, I'm just showing you, like, you think sometimes.
When she gets older and you tell her, look, what, you don't have to tell her that, you know, I mean, well, you tell her what you say. Daddy got this for you
Daddy
before I even knew that you were going to be mine.
Right, when I thought you were going to be somebody else's kid, maybe.
It's this guy.
Oh, Sammy, come on. How many girls on a date from that Jamal Anderson jersey? All right, BT and Sal, the fans, get back.
We never talked about the Hooters.
I'm going to show you. I'll show you the pic during the break.
Off the air?
Yeah, you show the pic on the air.
Well, you can show me now, and I could give a nice, honest reaction on the air. We could do that.
No.
Okay, good.
BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but I will show you that picture. Hey, we mentioned the Four Nations before. Josh in Queens wants to talk about the Four Nations. What's up, Josh?
What up, Josh?
What's up, boys? Happy Friday. I would say, Sal, you're missing the point of the Four Nations tournament. So I I think sports in America in general has become such a regional sports focus for us, and I would never call up if it wasn't for the Jets, but there was almost like a fire that was lit because of this Four Nations, because there's been no international competition in hockey with professional players in almost 10 years. So you've got a lot of pent-up energy and a lot of real hype going on with it. And not only that, you do have some political aspects of it because, I mean, you talk about 1980, miracle. I mean, the Cold War was happening. So there are outside international effects to that. Now, if you look at Europe, if I may, the soccer, the way that they play is there are regions, but there is a country pride when it comes to the international.
Well, that's great
that
for
I
them.
I think that we lack.
Maybe you have it. Maybe I lack it. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yes.
I care about the NHL. You care more about the Four Nations tournament and country pride or the Stanley Cup?
I'm asking you a question. No, I don't. I don't care about hockey in general. Like my team, I like the Sharks. The Sharks suck.
Okay.
I like them. They stink. But my real love is, you know, the Jets and I love the Johnnies. But that's a regional sport. But this is also, I think that it's the international competition that really brings out, I guess, the love of the country and patriotism that you have to support your boys. And I get what the Kachucks were saying is that this is a moment that hasn't happened in our country in 10 years, and that goal for him was something super special. I'm not going to take away from the Stanley Cup, but you're talking about the best players in the world at the highest level of international competition that they've had in 10 years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh, to cut you off there. You made some good points.
Call.
Yeah, no, good call, and you're entitled to like it more than you want. If that gets you, or more than I do, that gets you into it, so be it. It's not for me, and I take offense as an NHL fan who invests in the NHL when I know the players care more about this made-up. This is not even the Olympics. If it were the Olympics, I could maybe understand it. Now, I could also say that, you know what? It's not for me. It's cool that USA won, or it's cool for Canada. Good for them. Whatever. I get into it. It's the Olympics. This isn't even that. It's a made-up tournament.
I don't get too nutty about things that are contrived because it's an option. You know, I don't love the NBA midseason tournament. You know, Knicks are playing. I'm watching. Anybody else playing? I'm not watching. I despise the whatever you call the NBA All-Star Weekend at this point. I don't watch. For those who watch, I'm not going to admonish them or disparage their viewing interest. You know, you don't want to watch the Ryder Cup? I love golf. I watch it. You don't? That's fine. You don't want to watch it? You love the Four Nations? Great. I didn't watch a second. I'm not ashamed. It's fine.
Right. I just think that there's the Four Nations versus the NHL is my issue with it. Obviously, to each their own. You want to watch it? Sure. You don't want to watch it? Don't watch it.
So if that wasn't said last night, yeah, I know where you're coming from. I get it.
Well, I'd still feel the same way, but when I heard it,
yeah,
it made it even worse to me. I took even more offense.
Okay, you went from almost being bored by it because it was made up in a contrived setup and maybe it wasn't really real to angered by the fact that it's now that the NHL is being reduced in terms of importance. Because
yes. I get that part. Slightly annoyed by it to being offended.
Yeah, listen, dude. I said it's offensive to consumers.
Chris is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
I get that part. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris? Guys? How are you? Great.
Good.
What's going on? All right. So I'm with you. I understand it's a made up, scenario. It's not the Olympics. However, NBA All-Star break is terrible. NFL is a joke. And Major League Baseball isn't great either. And finally, we put something on air that people want to watch at the break. You put your country's flag on the front of your jersey. And let's be real. It's called God, Family, Country, or God, Country, Family, however you want to put it. It's not God, Family, Rangers, right? It's not the Jets. It's not your favorite team. It's your country. And I love the fact that they gave us this show midway through the season. Well, you have three fights in 9 seconds and people showing passion. And you know what? If they feel better about that than a regular season game where they play 82 of them, I'm all for it, baby.
Yeah, why? Why, though?
Why?
Yeah. Are you an NHL fan?
I am an NHL fan. Bad rap.
So then you just peaked because you don't care about the rest of the regular season then, right? And in postseason because you just saw USA lose to Canada. I don't know how you're going to recover and watch the rest of the games. You just peaked. This was it. This is as good as it gets.
No. How do you say that you peaked? Chuck said
it was more important than game 7. You're just saying it. You're saying, well, who cares about the Jets or whatever team or the Rangers? Family, country, religion, whatever you just said, right? That's you. I didn't say
God,
that.
Family,
you said
country,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. then I guess you don't care about the rest of the NHL season because the country's not on the line.
Why can't somebody, not you, and if you don't, that's fine.
Right.
But why can't somebody love the fact that somebody's playing for their country so much more than a meaningless regular season game? Granted, game 7.
Yeah, but meaningless isn't free. Meaningless is not free, and I think that's part of Sal's problem. Not to speak for Sal, but when he was looking at Ranger tickets the other day to take his daughter.
Yeah.
200 and something bucks.
Minimum.
Right. Decency, not even great. Right. For a meaningless
game.
Well, it's not meaningless. Yeah. If you're out the door and you bring your wife and your daughter and it's suddenly, $250 here, $250 here, that's $500, $250, $750, parking, food,
by the way, you know what the price
for,
was?
For daughter, $1,000.
You know what the price was last night? Get in price.
For same game?
For the USA-Canada game.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
$1,000 to get in.
Just
that's
to
what
get
I heard.
Sit anywhere, huh?
One of my friends I was talking to him, he lives in Boston. And he goes to a lot of games. I was like, just curious, what are the $1,000? He said to get in, basically, if you're on the roof for a game that doesn't
mean
anything.
Insane.
Here's the difference: like the Rangers game does mean something. It may not mean something to everybody, but it does mean something in the standings, in the quest to get the Stanley Cup, which is supposed to mean something. If you take that away. Then what? So then it's all just about the country? Then just create a league with players from their respective countries and have that be the league. But why didn't we do that? Because there's the Olympics for that. This was a made-up tournament. I'm not saying the games weren't passionate or the games weren't entertaining or exciting, or I'm not saying that you can't enjoy it. What I'm saying is I take offense as I invest my time in a regular season in the NHL and the postseason. Forget about even the money, but that's a part of it as well. You invest your time, energy, effort, and all that stuff in the regular season of the NHL, and they care, the players care more about this made-up tournament. And it's not even just that the Four Nations, it's the WBC. It's the same exact thing.
A quick question, and I think I know the answer, but are there scalpers anymore? With everything being digital, is anybody outside getting the hustle on tickets?
I don't think they're called that.
Okay.
I think it's like ticket brokers now still have companies, yes.
But not outside, loitering around the venues.
I don't believe, I have not seen any myself.
When
was the last time you actually held a physical ticket?
A matter of fact, the best weekend at St. John's. St. John's still has some old ones.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, they left them at Wilkes. I didn't do the game, as you know, but I took Jen and the kids. So they left. And you guys had hard copies when I left them for you.
We had to pick them up at Wilkes. Yeah, I guess, right. I'm thinking like going into the game.
But that's it.
picking them up. Did we actually have
yes,
hard copies?
I know that they were hard copies for sure because I know that they were left
well,
in work
call
by my guy
Matt. Stuff. I usually keep that stuff. I wonder what the hell I did with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Because I remember texting you guys to find out where the seats were.
And I was looking digitally because I thought I had the ticket. Are you sure?
Positive. I mean, I wasn't with you when you grabbed them. I mean, Hoff was. Maybe he'll remember.
What'd you do with the? What I do with the hard
copies? Pretty sure they were hard copies.
I don't know what you did with it.
What'd you do with yours?
What did you
do?
Yo, come on!
You didn't throw it away, did you?
Why would you do that?
Why would I keep it?
Oh, this guy.
What the hell did I do?
I can't invite him back anymore. Put him on the floor at Garden, St. John's, top 10. He's not even interested.
Nah, man, I must have it somewhere.
Hey, at least fake it for a few seconds. Right. You know what's nutty real fast? I know you get to the Morash stuff coming up next. You know, we complain. Now, the NBA's got crushed, and rightfully, the NBA's at this, to the point last week where I said, or maybe even Monday, they need to find a new commissioner. Adam Silver is awful, and he has run the NBA into the ground. NBA's awful, right? But NHL All-Star Weekend, NFL Pro Bowl, complete disaster. But baseball, over the years, the pace of play, the steroids, the disparity in payrolls, right? The A's situation, Tampa's situation. MLB's taking a lot of shots. You tell me what's the only All-Star game you want to watch? Baseball.
Yeah.
Because at least I know that if Skeens is on the rubber, he's raring back for the one inning he's out there trying to throw 100 by Judge or Witt or Soto last year. Like, it's the closest approximation or replication
of
that. It's not even close. It's the same exact.
Well, not same exact. Well,
we're not playing in the standings, but in terms of exertion.
Well, also, it's not like they have the starting pitchers go more than an inning.
No, but I'm saying
what does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families. To reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women, it takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Skeens is throwing his slider. Right, Skeens is throwing triple digits. Skeens is throwing his changeup, you know? Judge is trying to hit one to the moon.
Correct.
So is Ohtani.
Yeah, no, that's why I used to love the baseball All-Star game more than anything else. All right, I'll address Marash and respond to his challenge. When we come back, we'll play you some of the sounds so you know what the hell we're talking about in case you missed it. We'll do that and continue the conversation. Four Nations, Yankees facial hair policy have been the main two topics. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. All right, BT. So yesterday during the afternoon show, I guess they had their, there was some kind of Jeopardy, Tiki's version of Jeopardy the other day. And Edmund whitewashed Marash 800-0 or something like that. We saw the scoreboard in here, which is how I knew about it. And then just joking around with Marash in the newsroom, I was like, man, they say that I'm the intellectual bankrupt around here, but you got blanked. And then maybe he took offense to that. It seems people are very sensitive around here nowadays. I didn't mean anything personally, just when I was going to the spring training hat with Gio. Same thing, didn't mean it personally, but it was a sensitive reaction to that. And then Marash, he also had a sensitive reaction. Let's listen to some of what he had to say yesterday, calling me out.
The intellectually broken Sal Licata gave me trash.
Sal talked trash to you?
Sal, who wouldn't know anything if they didn't play for the Braves or Mets, decided to take shots at me. Oh, you really lost Evan? You couldn't get any of those questions right today? You talk about a guy who'd wipe the floor within that contest, Evan knows the presidents?
Wow.
Please. I might be a moron when it comes to certain things outside of sports.
Hmm.
Does Sal know literally anything outside of sports? Like, literally anything?
Well, I mean, literally anything. Yes, the answer would be yes. But I do understand what Marash is saying. I have been very open about it. Don't care about... Here's what I would say. The things that I care about, I know about.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what, like, you talk about, like, Jeopardy, like, actual Jeopardy. Don't care. If that makes you an intellectual, so be it. That is not me.
I care
about sports. Almighty. Is there more for Marash here before I give an answer?
Is there more?
Here's the actual challenge, I guess. Go ahead.
Sal, this ain't flipping baseball cards, pal.
Right.
Come step into my arena.
So this is an official challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come challenge. I am challenging you, Sal Licata, to do something other than, mock Braves fans on Twitter.
I don't know why he keeps referencing the Braves there.
By the way, I don't know why I'm kind of loosely getting pulled into this again. When you talk about flipping baseball cards, now you're insulting me.
Okay,
we got a challenge now, here. Let's go.
Now, here's my response. Before I give the response, there was also clips in there that Marash was talking about. Ooh, Sal doesn't even know about Disney World. He's going there and he references Winnie the Pooh is not a Disney character. Marash already over. He's already wrong. Winnie the Pooh is a Disney character, you knucklehead.
Who checked him on that, by the way? How did he...
Loogie coming
to your aid.
The smarter half of the control room during the afternoon show had to check him on that.
Well, they have a real rivalry. Always fighting for the mic, so anytime Loogie can take a shot, I'm sure he does.
Say that one more time. Oh, and then there's another clip there about Marash saying what he thinks I would do in response to his challenge.
He won't accept, though. Coward.
I think he'd accept.
Absolute coward.
Why? Because he's intellectually bankrupt?
Because you know what happens, Evan?
What?
Now that you've beaten me,
yeah,
I come across as the town village idiot, let's say. That's the way you're paying.
I agree. Okay. Well, you have a zero next to your name. I had 800. I whipped your ass.
It becomes a no-win situation to take the baton of village idiot if I beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sal is scared of being the village
idiot. All right, we'll find out.
Village idiots, town donkeys. I mean, the morning show, the afternoon
Good
show,
God
they're throwing
almighty.
All out there.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I would say in response to that. I mean, look, I don't need to go at Sean Marash. Does anybody really think that he could beat me in a contest of intelligence, whatever the subject may be? But what I will say, BT, is much like in flipping cards, when I took out your manager, Marash, I will take you out in whatever game you like. Challenge accepted. Let the battle begin. I know what I'm talking about, BT. I don't care what the topic is. I'll show you, NGO, that I am smarter than you think, and certainly smarter than Marash.
Okay, so I like that. So let's do a little baseline test of knowledge here.
Yes, okay.
How many continents are there, buddy?
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm going to say, I don't want to give Marash.
Eight.
Seven. No, eight. No, it was seven plus Andre the Giant, the eighth wonder of the world. Right, okay, yeah.
Can you hand me a few of those questions? Because I actually looked at one of them.
I think they took them down.
Did they take them down? Damn. I looked at one of them, and they were actually pretty hard. Oh, they got a few. What are the options there? Just make sure the American flag doesn't hit the floor. It can't hit the floor.
The third first lady of the U.S. was the first non-wife to hold the title. That was the one that Evan asked yesterday.
Yeah. No, I mean, Evan's a president geek. He probably, I don't know that.
This one I got myself yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this?
This former first lady is the only one to subsequently become a member of the U.S. cabinet.
That's Hillary. It's got to be Hillary.
Yeah, but now you would never think that I would get that, right? Politics.
I probably
even
put money
was
against,
shocked when I got that one.
I was going to say I would probably bet on you not getting that.
Yeah.
So maybe
Maresh
is underestimating you.
You know
what I think, Adam?
Yeah.
And I think this is maybe what got Greg too. And I noticed that Maresh did it as well. There's a lot of mock voices going on, like when one of us is conveying a point, like from the others, or telling a story that involves somebody else from the station. For some reason, a lot of you guys break out to, yeah, well, then we're doing this.
Yeah, but...
And not just you. Maresh did it just there.
I did
Gio
it
Gio did it the other day. You do it once in a while. Why does everybody do it? I think that inflames the situation.
I will admit that when I heard it back, when the morning show was playing it, I could understand why he took it that way, but in my mind...
I know he didn't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying.
I wasn't even meaning it with Gio necessarily. I was saying that we were talking about Met fans never being happy,
and then
I went into that alternate voice. It didn't mean like...
It was almost like the Met fan from the top row who was kind of chiming in, not Greg. I got you.
That's what I meant. It wasn't to mock Gio. And I think Maresh, the same thing. Like, I don't think he was mocking me, but you're right. Like, we used a different voice. But, okay, it could be, you know...
So we're doing this thing?
I'm in, yeah.
Okay, so let's go around the room. So, Dove, you have known Sal for quite a long time. You know Sean for quite a long time as well. Who do you fancy here, buddy?
Truthfully, Dove, I won't take offense.
He's a straight shooter.
It depends on the questions. Like you said, if it's something you care about...
It's not going to be. It's going to be like world... It's not going to be about sports.
Remember, it's Maresh that I'm going against.
You're underestimating. Yeah. Listen, I'm with you, man.
He just got destroyed by Evan.
Yeah, but Evan is a geek with the I don't know if it was all presidential stuff. Evan's a smart guy.
Maresh,
he got beat by. I don't know. I mean, Evan's a pretty intellectual guy.
Sal. That's what I'm saying. Okay, but
still shame losing. Maybe you shouldn't have a donut next to your name, Sean.
Yeah, you didn't know who's right for president.
Who did?
I did. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was allowed to go again. I didn't know that Trump was allowed to run again.
Oh, that's much better.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's a little more obscure, to be fair. A little more obscure.
He ran, then lost after he already served. I didn't think you could come back again.
When
does that happen?
But it was already well positioned. He was already. Everybody knew. I think that's Dove's point.
Okay. Go ahead.
So Dove, it sounds like you're leaning toward Maresh here.
I actually am.
Wow. I appreciate the honesty.
Okay. Fair enough. Huff.
Would you weigh in here?
Yes, I will. But before that, just an FYI, Josh Hart is ruled out tonight.
Again, it's a big game tonight, too, against the Cavs.
OG is questionable, though. I will be honest. Yesterday, when Evan came up to me and started talking to me about this, I said Maresh as well would win. But then I heard him talk about Disney and Winnie the Pooh and realized he really knows nothing.
I mean, dude, come on.
The guy didn't know Winnie the Pooh was a Disney character. Can I defend him on this?
Yeah.
Because Winnie the Pooh is not a Disney character. He is now licensed by Disney to be used in their theme parks.
Yeah, it's been like that for how many years? I mean, the Yankees allowed facial hair.
But it's still not a Disney character. It's licensed by Disney.
It's all over Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
He's a Disney character. Yeah. Maybe not. What?
I don't have TV, but let me ask you.
Original
TV?
Yeah.
You have Disney Channel?
Yeah, of course.
Ever see Winnie the Pooh on Disney Channel?
Yes, all the
we
time.
Watch this. Yeah.
That's the point, Dove. Absolutely.
You got to get a TV before you can weigh in on this.
You also have to go to Disney because Disney's been, Winnie the Pooh has been a ride for a decade.
I mean, come on.
And I just told you guys a story when I picked up, this was 2008, Winnie the Pooh for my unborn child in 2015.
Right, so 50 years ago was Winnie the Pooh created by Walt Disney? No, I guess that's what Dove's point was. That's the point, but he's been a Disney character for quite some time.
Same with Star Wars now under the Disney umbrella.
Right. Now,
come on. Listen, now here's the thing.
What are we doing here?
It depends on the questions. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the questions. I think Sean has more world knowledge because
Based
I think he cares. You don't care.
I But what has Sean
ever... Isn't his wife a teacher?
What about Sean has ever indicated anything that he would know about anything other than... He barely even knows about sports. I mean, have you heard some of his takes? Come on.
That's a
He's
good
famous,
line.
I mean, come on.
That's funny, actually.
He's famous for, you know...
You put me in a tough position
He's
here,
famous
buddy.
For needing a diaper on the air. I mean, that's what he is claim to fame.
By the way, I looked it up. Winnie the Pooh has been involved with Disney since 1966.
That's what I'm talking about.
66?
I just said it before the Yankees facial hair policy. Winnie the Pooh was a Disney
yeah,
character.
Yeah, there's only two things older than Winnie the Pooh. That's Boomer and Eddie Cazari.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was Hoff Booms, not me.
Oh, boy, this is everything's melted down around the station.
I'm actually surprised that both those guys would take Maresh. Who would you take?
It depends on the topics, which I do not know yet. General history content or current events? Don't put me in this position.
Also, you could take Maresh.
I know I could, but... Yeah.
I like being the underdog. Guess what? I heard from people on social media, and you know what they said? Sal Boone's going to beat you. Sal Boone's going to beat you.
Yeah, why again, you guys this goes you know baseball cards. Sean's whole point was stuff
role.
That you don't know.
I'm just saying the underdog role.
Based Boone's on the way I you. Think. Okay, so it's a Jeopardy. And I like Jeopardy, okay? Then I watch Jeopardy.
I guess. I don't even know.
But enough.
I'm assuming that's what type of game they're going to play.
It's definitely a version of Jeopardy. So listen, it's like classical music. Both of you guys are getting zero. If it's, you know, turn-of-the-century poets from the 1700s, both of you guys are getting zeros.
Look at this.
If it's early 1800s politics, donuts, both of you guys. If it's current stuff, I think Sean's going to get a few more right.
Wow.
Not sports, dude.
0 for 3 on the own
current
show
stuff.
Here.
One more factor here. Yeah. Who's making the questions?
I believe probably Evan or Tiki.
Tiki.
He's making the questions.
Who is Tiki? Who's Tiki going to favor? His partner?
No, they're not gonna.
Tiki's.
Now you bring up a point.
Nah.
I mean, I wouldn't put. You know, maybe.
What are the?
Maybe there's
what?
Some cheating. They're setting me up to fail here. Tiki would not do that. Maresh,
no.
Maresh, Evan, I'm not so sure about, but. Yeah, baby, come on.
All right, now hold on a sec. So
there's no way I would lose to Maresh.
I'm looking at the topics now. Lost in Space, that's a Tiki. Tiki wanted to be an astronaut, actually, for those of you who never heard him say that. Yeah, it's true. Lost in Space, I'm going to say both of you guys, close to zero. Mm-hmm. Toon Time, I'm assuming cartoon history?
Yeah.
That could be tight. That could be very tight. All the President's Wives, I'm going to say...
I would have gotten one of those already.
That's true. But I'm going to say overall lack of knowledge for both of you guys. And running it back, I'm not sure exactly what that applies to. I don't know what genre that is. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, running it back was a running back category.
That's going to be... he does love his football. Listen, I got to establish him as the favorite and hope that he loses.
I'm just surprised based
that he loses.
On what?
Like, well, based on the fact that you tell us that you don't care about politics.
Well, okay, that's one area.
But that's
area.
One extension. That's a very big extension of the world.
To who?
But to me. And, I just don't talk about it on the air.
Here's how I would say. If the Jeopardy category was based off of all of them, based off of politics, then I'd say, yeah, I'm out because I don't care about politics.
Yep.
But it's not. It's world stuff.
Understood. What There's about like a musical element? And I don't mean like, you know, Beethoven or some sort of classical stuff. I mean, just the different genres. I mean, because...
BT, the guy didn't know Winnie the Pooh was a Disney character. I don't know how much more basic you can get than that.
It was so funny. He's bashing you. And then the first thing he calls you out on, he was wrong on.
I mean, come on.
Are we doing this publicly? Where are we doing this?
I
need to be here for
anyway,
this.
Anyway, challenge accepted. And just like I took out Booney, to reiterate, I took out your manager, Maresh. Yankee boy, I took out your manager. You, my friend, will be going down next.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Chris is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
NBA All-Star break is terrible. NFL is a joke. And Major League Baseball isn't great either. And finally, we put something on air that people want to watch at the break. You put your country's flag on the front of your jersey. And let's be real. It's called God, Family, Country, or God, Country, Family, however you want to put it. It's not God, Family, Rangers, right? It's not the Jets. It's not your favorite team. It's your country. And I love the fact that they gave us this show midway through the season. Where you have three fights in 9 seconds and people showing passion. And you know what? If they feel better about that than a regular season game where they play 82 of them, I'm all for it, baby.
Yeah, why? Why, though?
Why?
Yeah. Are you an NHL fan?
I am an NHL fan. So,
so then you just peaked because you don't care about the rest of the regular season then, right? And in postseason because you just saw USA lose to Canada. I don't know how you're going to recover and watch the rest of the games. You just peaked. This was it. This is as good as it gets.
No. How do you say that you peaked? Chuck said
it was more important than game seven. You're just saying it. You're saying, well, who cares about the Jets or whatever team or the Rangers? Family, country, religion, whatever you just said, right? That's you. I didn't say that. You said
country,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So then I guess you don't care about the rest of the NHL season. There you have it. Call of the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. A lot going on today, BT. Obviously, the Yankees front and center with the changing of the facial hair policy. And I was thinking about this. And we're getting to the Four Nations stuff. So check it out on the free Odyssey app. Juan Soto hurt the Yankees so bad with his decision to go to the New York Mets that it forced them to change a near 50-year policy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I know you don't even believe that. Some crazy Met fans do.
No,
imagine if he came out in like the next week or so. Because I wouldn't be surprised if a Yankee reporter or somebody from baseball goes and gets his opinion on this. It's not going to happen. Yeah. But imagine if he was like, yeah, it was part of my consideration. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. They would be destroyed for that. No, what made me think of it, and obviously I say that with some jest, but I do think that there's some truth into, and we talked about this before, the self-evaluating after certain things take place. And I was just having this conversation with one of our bosses, David Marinick, and a big Yankee fan, and brought up like,
huge Yankee
hey,
fan,
the walls are starting to crack a little bit. And when something of that magnitude happens, a seismic shift, doesn't mean the Mets are better than the Yankees, because they're not. They actually have to go out there and prove it and have sustained success. It'll take them 20 years to do what the Yankees have, like minimum, what the Yankees, the amount of sustained success that they've had. But something of that magnitude, losing a player that you desired to the Mets, would no doubt bring you to a point of self-evaluation. And I know this has been an ongoing thing. Hal talked about it, for years and trying to evolve. And I'm sure the talks have gotten louder. We referenced Keith McPherson, who talked about it on his radio show a lot. And it's a big thing on social media. It's finally to a point where put it this way. If Juan Soto didn't leave the Yankees, I don't think we're sitting here today talking about a facial hair policy.
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Do the Yankees then go out and do they trade for Devin Williams? They still might. I don't know. And who knows? This thing is getting extra Yankees. We're getting ready to finish up here. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Devin Williams was the final impetus to change. But, listen, we played Hal. We heard from Hal. Outside of the money stuff, you and I both thought he did a great job. And he talked about CeCe in 09. He talked about Clemens. And he talked about Pettit. And an unnamed I think Cashman was the one who said, and that maybe how about the non-roster invitee whose camp said, we're not interested. We can't do it. He wants to have a beard. Or he wants to have facial. But it was just, I think that the forward-thinking, well-run franchises, not just sports teams, radio stations and law firms and schools, whatever, I just think they're always looking ahead. And there's a level of self-evaluation that, even if it makes you uncomfortable, eventually you've got to meet head on. And this had to be incredibly uncomfortable for Hal. It was his dad's edict. We talked about this. I love what he did.
Yeah,
it's about time.
I think the bottom line is a great day for the New York Yankees organization. Joe is in Chicago. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right. I'm a Cubs fan. I just wanted to give my input on the whole Kyle Tucker situation, because I'm mostly a Chicago radio listener, but I stumbled across your station last year, and you guys do a great job, so I kept listening. I think you guys need to pump the brakes a little bit on just putting him in the pinstripes just now. I think you're underscoring the situation he's going into, and Wrigley's a special place in the summer, man. I think he's going to fall in love with it, and if we got a good team,
he might. He might.
Well, they're going to have to lock him up before then, because I don't think – I would be surprised if – here's the way I would say it. It's not meant to be disrespect, Joe, and thank you for the call to the Cubs, because I understand what you're saying. And there is a chance the Cubs sign him, but I think they got to do that before he hits free agency. I believe if Kyle Tucker gets to the end of the year – I don't know, BT, if he said no negotiations, who knows what happened there.
I have not heard him say
me
that.
Me neither. So I'm assuming that there's still a window for the Cubs to lock him up in season if things are going well. Who knows? But I believe, it's just my opinion, doesn't mean it's going to be right, if Kyle Tucker hits free agency, I believe he will be a New York Yankee.
I think the Yankees will have a real good chance to get him. I certainly wouldn't. I'm not going to put him in pinstripes yet. I think you're going to have to weigh the whole Vlad situation, though I prefer Kyle Tucker. I think he'll age better. That's obviously a conversation down the road. But I think the Cubs are going to be real good this year. I think the Cubs are going to win that division. So, yeah, he very well might fall in love with Chicago, a competitive Cubbies team in that beautiful ballpark during the summer. But the Cubs have not shown a propensity the last 5 to 10 years to spend a ton. Right. They have been cutting back here. So, you know, you don't quite think that Vlad reaches $500 million. I think there's a chance. And I think Kyle Tucker's probably around four. Is that an appetite the Cubbies have? Probably not. But I do think they'll be good this year. That could obviously change how we've used the team.
And I do think the Yanks will go all out for him. Speaking of the Yankees, Goldschmidt just struck out.
Looks good in a uniform, though.
He did triple in a run before.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the week off.
Strikes out. Come on, dude.
Why are you going nuts about his triple before?
Enjoy Disney.
Thank you.
I need some updates. I know you're not going to do the Melusa's daily diary here, but you got to shoot me some text. I'll convey to everybody.
Remember the
what's
eye
going
surgery
on.
As well.
Yeah, I don't care about Disney. That. You're fine. Stop with the grandma excuses. Just don't lose your mind in Disney.
Thanks to Dove.
Have a good time, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.